After more than 5 years of debate in the General Assembly, a bill requiring Maryland businesses to offer paid leave to their employees is one vote away from becoming law. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that the House of Delegates voted today to override the governor's veto on the bill.
The bill applies to businesses with at least 15 employees. For the second year, Governor Larry Hogan has proposed a competing paid leave bill that he says would be friendlier to small businesses. On the floor, several Republican women said the bill forces domestic violence victims to reveal private information when they take a day off. But Delegate Cheryl Glenn, a Baltimore Democrat, disputed those concerns. She said she was a victim of domestic abuse and she supports the bill.
Because you have to choose between, do you take off of work and lose pay? Do you risk going to work knowing that your abuser will follow you there?
She said she experienced that very scenario. The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on whether to override the veto. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.